Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Well, once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. And for all our listeners who know, I've been in Israel for the past couple of weeks. I'm back, and it's good to hear the sound of rock cracking right here in the United States of America. But before we go any further in the show, let me tell you the theme song of one of the villains of the world that we've talked about and made shows about, and I've played clips about. Vladimir Putin. But we got his theme song right here, right now. Listen to Putin's theme song. That's the Beatles with back in the USSR, and you got to believe that is the theme song now of Vladimir Putin, head of Russia, the president of Russia. He has taken over Crimea in the Ukraine. You heard the Beatles singing about the Ukraine girls really knocked me out. Well, they leave the West behind. I think that is Putin's theme song along with the Moscow girls. And what did he say? Georgia's always on my mind. Well, that is Putin's theme song. And President Obama, bless his heart, he doesn't understand what's going on, does he? And you would think there would be enough Democrats in the United States House and Senate that would come around President Obama and tell him, look, Mr. President, you need to get a grip on your foreign policy because it's being destroyed. It's falling like rock-splitting politics now. Can you understand that, Mr. President? Well, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Crimea incident. Takeover, whatever you want to talk about or what you want to call it. And we're also going to be talking about my trip to Israel. I'm going to mention something about the Malaysian airline mystery. And those things are coming up. But the most important part we're going to cover in this week's show is we're going to answer the question, should the United States cede the internet control to an unknown source, a multicultural UN-dominated source? Should we cede control the United States? Well, that's what we're going to be discussing today. Before we get to that, let me go ahead and remind you, go back to last week's show. I did tell about what I call the American Prosperity Act, and you go back and listen, and my voice was weak. I was under the sinusitis of the pollen coming out, and I had to get over that before I could jump in the plane and go to Israel. But I'm telling you, that is something that every politician needs to hear about. Democrat and Republican should get behind it and go back and listen to it, tell others about what's going on. We're going to be getting something up on YouTube here in the next few weeks about that, and about the week before we discussed my alternative, Doc Holliday's alternative to this unaffordable, uncaring act that we have going on now that is really just starting to fester like a wound that's leaking pus, and you know there's an infection that needs to be treated and something needs to be done about this unaffordable, uncaring act we're forced to live under as Americans now. So all that is back in the back. Back in the Past. And you can go back in the archives and listen to those two shows and the others. So go back and listen to those shows. Very important. We pointed out, we had, when I talked about last January, we had predictions on this show. And I gave one of the predictions. And I said, watch out for Vladimir Putin. That was the first week of January. I said, watch out for Putin and what he does in the Ukraine. How about that for nailing it on the head? And I'm telling you, we got some things with the shows I told you about the last couple of weeks. Nobody else has heard about them because they're new and fresh ideas that this country needs. They're coming from Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Tell people about it because you've never heard them anywhere else because they're original. Nobody else has come up with it. They are original plans to get America back on the track of prosperity. So please tell your friends and neighbors they can hear things here you won't hear anywhere else. And we appreciate you listening. And now let me tell you a little bit about my trip to Israel. I'm going to talk more about in the future shows in the next few weeks. Do have some interviews I'm going to be putting on. I think it's very important to understand what's going on in the Middle East. And everything points and boils down to Jerusalem, boils down to the West Bank and the nation of Israel, and got some firsthand eyewitness reports. I'd never been there before. I know now like never before. When you talk about should Israel give up the Golan Heights, well, how in the world would you protect a country when you let another country put guns right on top of you when you're surrounded by enemies and you got people saying give up the high ground? Well, now I see what they're talking about. Now I understand the dilemma of trying to protect the nation of Israel. And when you have those that want you wiped off of the face of the earth, you have to defend yourself in the best way. So I better understand that. I better understand the policies that Israel pursues in seeking peace. I understand that we have clash of cultures in many cases. But it was interesting to see the citizens of Jerusalem under the different zones now, a walled fence that the Israelis have put up to keep the Palestinians separated, where they have to have special cards, special IDs to get in through that gate. It does limit the Palestinians, and that's not all Muslim. There's some Palestinian Christians. Again, there's some things I got to see firsthand. I will be sharing and doing some interviews with others in the upcoming shows. But I'm glad I got to make it to Israel. I'm glad because that's an important part of the world. It's right smack in the Middle East. And we have things around the world that the center of attention is what's going on with Israel and its neighbors. It relates to Iran. It relates to Russia's association with Iran. It complicates things with Hezbollah, Hamas, Libya, Egypt, Iraq, how close it is to Iran. What's going on in Syria, the next door neighbor of Israel? The civil war that's claimed over 140,000 lives. We just got last week, we got some firsthand reports from Walid Shubat. You remember him? We had his son on, Theodore Shubat, a year or so ago, talking about Syria. And his father, Walid Shubat, came out with some gross, gruesome stories that are so real, the networks won't even cover them. And it's horrific that any human would have to be slaughtered. They found slaughterhouses, human slaughterhouses, by the jihad in Syria, where they are decapitating Christians and Muslims that do not see the way the world, the jihadist thinks the world should be. And even Muslims that the jihadists claim to support, they are decapitating heads and hanging them in like meat, like cattle. They're cutting the heads off. It's grotesque. They're doing it to women, men, and children. There is proven facts. And if we get Theodore Shubat on the show again here in the next few weeks, we're going to help him, let him explain that to us. But I'm telling you, these things you don't see on the networks because they're so gruesome. And we'll talk about the gas chambers of Hitler and murdering the Jews and these slaughterhouses going on now in Syria. It's an affront to any human being. And I want you to know I don't like talking about it, but we had Theodore Shubat here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics to help explain the Syrian situation a year or so ago. And now his father, who has really got connections all over the Middle East, has uncovered film and proof of the slaughterhouses going on. And when I say slaughterhouses, they go through trials and they have fun with, I hate to use the word fun, but that's what the jihadists do, trying to figure out what size knife or sword it takes to cut through the thickness of a neck to slice a head off. And we're talking about that in 21st century, and we're supposed to be getting to be a kinder, gentler world, and we see these beasts, these inhuman activities going on. So I want you to understand it's not all just fun and games out there, folks. And I pray for those who are in charge. Please do something about the slaughterhouses of Syria. Please. And I had to slide into that because we're talking about the Middle East. But I want you to understand how much of the world revolves or what goes on in the Middle East. And our closest ally is Israel. And how do we get a peace agreement when there's a slaughterhouse going on next door to Israel? And why aren't we hearing about it? Why aren't the networks covering it? Well, we're going to, even as gross and gruesome as the story is, we know the Holocaust should never happen again on the face of the earth. That was 20th century under Hitler. So what are we doing with human slaughterhouses now in the 21st century? Have we learned nothing? Well, I'm not going to keep going on that. It's not a story anybody likes to hear, but I have to tell you about it. And now, being in Israel, like I said, so much comes to you so close, and you see different cultures, different religions working side by side, and you see people that are under stress and duress. But you see security. People ask me, did you feel secure? I felt secure in Israel. Like many people say, you're much more secure in the nation of Israel than you are in most big city America. So those are things I want to be able to tell you about in the next few weeks. And we'll have some shows talking about that. And I told you about the Malaysian airline mystery. I got a little unique take on that. And I'm going to share that with you right after I remind you. You're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on www.webtalkradio.net. It's www.webtalkradio.net. We got some great other great shows on Web Talk Radio, including Newt Gingrich's new show. So go to Web Talk Radio, listen to my show, then click on the Newt Gingrich show, and you'll learn some things you never have heard before on his show, as well as Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I do want to remind you, go to my website. We are getting some plans to be updating the website with some things and features. So in the next few weeks, we hope to get some of that done. And we appreciate your input, appreciate your emails. Can't get back to all of you when you email me. But I appreciate you listening. The most important thing you can do is tell your friends and neighbors, because we are growing. We are making an impact. Listen to the original ideas that come off of this show. Everything from the health care plan to the American Prosperity Act to telling you things, even the stories about Syria that are gruesome that nobody likes to talk about. But you need to know the desperate situation that some of our fellow human beings are suffering right now, because nobody's shining the light on the disgusting and human slaughterhouses that are going on in Syria. Now, I do want to give you a little update. Not that I have any news about the missing airline from Malaysia, but I can tell you it's heart-rending to see the relatives of those who were lost, those who are missing. And the relatives, of course, are heartbroken and emotional. And when I first heard about the airliner being missing and supposedly had gone down, I heard it on the news. Who did I talk about it? Well, on my trip to Israel, I had my 11-year-old son. Had my 16-year-old daughter. Now, how do you tell them that a plane from Malaysia disappeared and it's probably gone down? And we've got to fly back across the ocean, a 10-hour flight. And, you know, how do you explain that to an 11-year-old? Well, you do what I did. I didn't tell my 11-year-old. Didn't tell my 16-year-old. Why have them upset or worried about flying when we had to fly back from Israel to the United States? It's already enough to go through all the security you have to get through these days, through airports and everything else. But why tell them there's a plane that went missing when it was over the ocean? So that was my take on it, that there's some things you don't have to spend a lot of time on. It's an important story. But I've seen the cable networks, the cable news, I think they're going way overboard on this story. So I'm just telling you from a personal perspective, it is important and it's heart-wrenching to see those. And that's why, exactly why, I didn't feel like my 11-year-old or 16-year-old need to hear about it till we got back to America safe and sound on the ground. And that's my take on the Malaysian disappearance of the airline. And we'll stay tuned, and if there's something important, I'll talk to you about it on this show. But right now, I think there's just going overboard and so much speculation. And why spend hours on television in speculation? Why should they? When there's so many other stories to report, just like I said, who's talking about the human slaughterhouses in Syria? It should be on the news. It's disgusting. It should be on the news. It's a crime to humanity, and no one's talking about it. Well, we got to move on to today's show. I told you we're going to be talking about, we're going to answer the question, should the United States cede the internet control? Before we do, I do have to tell you that Crimea, the Ukraine, well, Putin walked in, he strutted in, and was it goose steps strutting in like the Nazis? No, I'm not calling Putin a Nazi, but I'm telling you, he smelt weakness, and he's had it planned. He had to have it planned for quite some time to send in unmarked Russian soldiers taking over, with the threat of force, and then he got exactly what he wanted. Will he take more? Of course he will. In his time, when things are busy. But not only that, look what China will do with the Japanese islands that they claim. What will China do with Taiwan? When you exhibit weakness, and when you say you take military force off the table, and I'm not saying we need to start another war, but I am saying we have a foreign policy that's crumbling, and people are going to get it while the getting's good. And it's going to be good as long as Barack Obama's in the White House, it looks like. Jimmy Carter at least got a little stiff spine and boycotted the Olympics and started building build up the military to at least threaten to. It took Reagan to really work it out. But I'm telling you right now that let's watch Vladimir Putin. He's not finished. And when I play that song on the first of the show about back in the USSR, you can believe that Vladimir Putin is dreaming the old USSR, the old USSR. Now, the Soviet Union is never coming back, but Vladimir Putin wants to have control and power over weak countries, and I can tell you, those who have tasted freedom, their knees are shaking, and they're scared. They are scared. And we had the Israeli defense minister, and the White House has been just horribly shouting over when the Israeli defense minister said America can't be depended on to take care of Israel because of what they see what happened in the Ukraine. Well, you can cry all you want to from the White House, but the world is seeing a weak America, an America that is in decline. And it's sad, but that's what's happening right now. And we'll keep you posted on Vladimir Putin and the other villains of the world who will probably take advantage of America at this state of our history. And we will keep you informed right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Now, what do you know about giving away the internet? Did you know on a Friday afternoon, that's always when the administration wants to put out a story that they need to make public, and they don't want anybody to see it, and they want the news media to pick it up. When do they put it out? When do they put it out? Well, they always put it out on Friday afternoon, and they dump a lot of news stuff and a lot of stuff that's not very important. They just dump it out and hope that reporters are going home and wanting to take a weekend off and don't have time to dig into it. But guess what? Did you hear that President Obama is planning on, his administration is planning on giving away what America controls of the internet? And it was on Friday, March the 14th. It was a Friday. They sort of dumped some news and hoped nobody would much hear it. But they said, quote, support and enhance the multi-stakeholder model of internet policy making and governance. Doesn't sound too bad, does it? Well, just some big words and doesn't sound too bad. Surely the whole world would agree with that. But Frank Gaffney wrote an article. It was out in Newsmax on March 20th, and he titled it, Internet Giveaway Benefits Our Enemies. Now, why would it benefit our enemies? Why do we care? It's just a big, big bureaucratic office or commission. And what do they do? What America doesn't control the internet. We know that. But they do take in account and take care of certain parts of the internet. Now, what parts do they do? Well, let's break this down so you understand that. And there's a lot of letters and big words, but basically the United States Commerce Department's National Telecommunications and Information Administration says it intends to, quote, transition key internet domain name functions to the global multi-stakeholder community. Now, without getting you dazed and glary-eyed trying to figure out what we're talking about with long words, there is a group that is called ICANN, I-C-A-N-N, and it stands for the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. But they're asking, our administration is asking to convene a global stakeholders to come together and develop a proposal to transition the current role played by our, what I just called, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, the NTIA. That's who gives you the name. And we have .com, .org, .net. They are responsible for the domain names that make everything smooth across the internet. Internet wouldn't work if you have a lot of chaotic figures jumping around and saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You got to have some framework and stability, and that's what America has done. There's a role that's been played working with the international community, but America has played the role of assigning the names and numbers under a team, under a commission. But now this is what's happening, and this is what you need to know. The administration says that this step, by giving it over to a global stakeholders, will lead to a new management and arrangement for the Internet Assigned Numbers Authority. And that has a special letter name, IANA, what I just said, the Internet Assigned Numbers Authority. And that will, in effect, in 2015, about a year, well, September 2015, America will relinquish its responsibility and they'll let somebody else take it over. Somebody like the UN. Now, why is that important? Why should you care about the internet? It's so big, who cares? It's so big. Maybe the National Security Agency, we feel ashamed because the National Security Agency has been spying on the world, and the world doesn't like us. Well, you know what, Mr. Barack Obama? Don't just give away things because the world doesn't like us. There's many people who do like us that love freedom, and they depend on America standing up for freedom, and that hasn't been happening. Let me play you a song, and then I'm going to dig into and answer the reason why this should not happen. Doc Holliday says it should not happen. I'm going to tell you the reason why right after this song.
Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers, Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank when the blitzkrieg raged and the body stank. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name.
Folks, do you know what the Rolling Stones are talking about? Do you understand? Can you guess its name? The devil's around. There's evil in this world. I just told you about Theodore Schubert's father uncovering the human slaughterhouses in Syria, decapitating. There's evil in this world. And then the United States has been able to keep consistency in the domain names and around the world. The internet is dependent upon stability. It was made in America. And we have something that we can help control stability, and we help make a free and open internet, and we're going to give it away. Barack Obama, this administration, wants to give it away. Does he even have the authority to give it away? Is it not come under Congress jurisdiction? Well, Congress has the ability to take this over. I hope you'll tell your representatives, your senators, do not let America give away the internet control of domain names. It is not huge. It is not nuclear weapons. But there's so much that can happen. This whole world is dependent on the business of the internet. Back years ago, AT&T was offered the entire internet back in the late 70s or so, and they didn't want it, didn't think it'd work. Nobody could see the future of the internet when computers got more powerful and people had computers in their homes. But can you foresee what's going to happen 20 and 30 years down the road with the internet? The answer is no, you cannot. Why would America cede control of something that it built? It is helping the world. And now what happens? Well, let's just give it to a UN committee. Let's just give it to an international multitask community. Some kind of goodwill gesture to the world, because Barack Obama and his friends have been spying on everybody else for the National Security Agency. Well, this is why it shouldn't happen. Because if it happens, and this is what Frank Gaffney said, and I've heard others, he was in the Defense Department under Ronald Reagan, Assistant Secretary of Defense at one time, and he studies our security, has for years. That's his expertise in life. But he said, should that happen, neither the security, stability, or resiliency of the internet's domain name system can be assured. He says, indeed, this sort of arrangement has long been demanded by such enemies of freedom and free expression as the governments of Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. Multinational groups like the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the UN bureaucracy, they don't like America being able to control the domain names. If they get control of the domain names, it could be chaos. It could not immediately. But if they don't like people in their country doing certain things, it stamps out. Why in the world, the same week that we're having a crisis in Crimea and we have Russian troops taking over Crimea, and then the very same week, the Obama administration says we'll cede the control we have over the domain names of the internet around the world. We'll cede it to people like Russia and China and those who want to oppress freedom. Who in their right mind would think to do such a thing when we're trying to punish Putin for taking over Crimea? Does it make any sense at all? People, is there any kind of cooperation within the administration? Could have somebody have stood up and said, this is not the right time to give and cede control to Putin? Putin and Russia will have more power if we cede it to a UN multinational committee. Do you understand that? Do you understand that Putin likes to put people in a headlock like a wrestler and wrestle out what he wants because he has the audacity and the power because nobody is stopping him? What do you think he would do if the committee that gives out domain names? Would he be threatened? Would they be bribed? Would they be bought? Well, my guess is he would do what it takes to make America look weaker and make the rest of the world say, if America can't take care of their allies, we better get in line with Putin, and the USSR may just have a breath of life again, and that old Beatles song might be something that comes back, and I can see Putin on the stage singing it out loud, and Russians dancing in the street saying, we're back. We are back. Look at the superpower, the lone superpower, because America is in decline. They cannot help you and support you. What a sad day. What a sad day if that happens. What a sad day if America, who created the internet and have blessed the world with it, blessed the world with the ingenuity and blessed the world with the computer power and blessed the economic systems that is helping bring people out of poverty around the world, whether it's China or India and even Russia. This is been a helpful gift to the whole world. And America ceding control will cede the unknown. Why would we give it up? Why would we give up? It's not powerful like a nuclear weapon, but it is something that in the future could be much more important, much more unstable if we give this over a multi-country task force. Do not give away what we have in this unstable world. We've talked about this world that is unstable with countries from the Middle East to Russia, even in Africa, even in South America, what's going on in Venezuela. Why would we want to give the chaotic world something that is we've helped keep sustained and stable? And it's America that invented it. This administration needs help. Congress, please get involved. Get your Congress, the men and women and your senators involved from the United States House of Representatives, the United States Senate. They've got to step up. This is not being reported very much on the news. Listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and let's break some rock and let's crack some heads if that's what it takes. But let people know this is important for the future of our children, the future of our business, the future of our economic power. Let us have stability on the internet. Don't cede the internet. That's this week's show. Next week, we're going to be talking. There's politics going on in the Senate races. I've got to get some on that. And we're going to talk more what's going on, what I learned in Israel. And there's some things coming up in the next few weeks. You want to be here. Don't want to miss the show. See you next week. God bless.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.